Jim Taylor on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. Get a chance to speak with Mercer County head football coach Andrew Hofer, who also serves as the school's athletic director, and a little bit of change in regards to football and conference affiliation, kind of a merger between the Lincoln Trail Conference and Prairie Land Conference. This will be effective with the fall of 2023, so not next football season, but the season after. So can you set up the dynamics here, Coach Hofer, and how will the Golden Eagles be impacted?
Yeah, I think this is something that's good for both conferences right now. And you're trying to, in one way, preserve football for some of those small schools who are struggling with numbers and trying to keep things afloat. So they're going to be playing schools that are kind of in similar situations. And then at the same time, a school like us, who's a little bit bigger in that regard, you know, we'll be facing schools that are same size or even larger than us. So I think it'll be good competitively for all the schools involved.
So our side of the merger, when I say our side, Mercer County, basically the conference, and I don't know if they're going to name it or not, or if that's still yet to be determined, but we would be competing in football with Elmwood, Brimfield, Farmington, West Hancock, Macomb, Lewistown, North Fulton, which is a co-op, Illini West, and Knoxville. That would be the football conference we'd be in.
Yes. Yep.
And then
that'll be the main opponents that we'll face every year, and then there'll be a crossover to the small side, and then additionally there'll be one open week that everyone on the big side would have to fill. So, yeah, we'll face those seven opponents plus the crossover, and you know, it should be, again, good competitively for everyone.
Now, our crossover in 2023, the first year of the crossover, will be United. So you still have to fill one open date on the schedule. That will alter each year, or what is that process going to be for you, and have you filled that open date yet in 2023?
So it'll be a two-year process based on the IHSA enrollments being released every 2 years. So the process will be matching up an opponent with a smaller division based on enrollment size. So every 2 years, we'll get the updated IHSA enrollment numbers, and then your crossover will be determined for a home and away series with that crossover opponent. We are currently have an open date in week two for 2023 and 24. We haven't filled that yet. I've started having some discussions, and it's a little early in the process for it, but we're trying to get that filled as quickly as we can here.
All right, so the other side of this merger then, the small school side, will be Stark County, Princeville, Rova-Williamsfield, Anawan-Wethersfield, Rushville Industry, Havana, Abingdon-Avon, South Fulton, and the United Red Storm, and that'll be the crossover for the Golden Eagles United in 2023. So in terms of, like, the name of the conference or the divisions, is there going to be a name for it, or is that something yet to be decided?
Yeah, there's still quite a few things that we got to work out. I know that we're looking at establishing a committee between the athletic directors and leaders from the two conferences that will kind of work on some of those things. I think those are to be determined, but hopefully we'll have some answers here in the coming months before summer.
All right. And then, you know, when you look at the small school side, The you know, you always are concerned about, well, are these teams going to hang on and play 11-man, or are they going to go play 8-man? And I know there's always those conversations between those, you know, individual parties. Is there something built in that says, you know, if this happens and school A or school B goes, then the merger of the conference will be divided that way, or are those still discussion points to be had, I guess?
There's still a few discussions, but it's looking like, you know, if one of the small school, one school on the small side leaves, then it'd be an even number on each side. So, I mean, there is a little bit of leeway, and I think the point of doing this is to try to prevent some of those schools from jumping to 8-man, and it's never preventable. You're going to see more of that, especially if the IHSA officially establishes an 8-man division. You know, you're trying to get some fail-proofs here, where some safety guards here to try to help you out when those happen, because it's inevitable. But I think the point of this is to try to kind of prevent that and try to make sure that the smaller schools are playing the smaller schools on a consistent basis.
Now, any other impact at all to other sports within the conference? So, you know, Lincoln Trail Conference membership as it relates to basketball, baseball, volleyball, softball, you name it. Any impact with this football thing that'll impact, you know, other conference stuff, I guess?
No. Right now, this is just a football only thing. And again, trying to do what's best for our kids, trying to do what's best for all the kids in the surrounding districts that are in our conferences, and just trying to kind of come up with some competitive balance there.
Yeah. And I know we were talking a little bit off the, you know, on the air here about, you know, filling that you're going to have an open date in 2023 with this new conference merger, but you also have an open date in 2022 because of Ridgewood going to eight-man football. So you're still looking for an opponent in the fall of 2022 season. In what week is that again?
Yeah, we have an open date in week 7, which is a difficult time of the year. I mean, typically almost all conferences are in conference play in week 7. Usually the kind of the prime open dates are early in the season with weeks 1 or 2, or late in the season with weeks 8 and 9. So not an ideal situation. You're trying to do what's best for your kids and find a game that's competitive. You want a game that's not a for sure win, not a for sure loss. You want something competitive to challenge yourself to. And so you're trying to just, again, do what's best for your kids, especially that late in the season. So been a difficult topic for us trying to figure that out, but I'm sure we'll get something done here in the near future.
All right. Andrew Hofer is the head football coach and athletic director at Mercer County High School. Again, talking a little bit about this Prairie Land and Lincoln Trail Conference, a merger for football only, effective with the fall of 2023. So that's not this coming season, but the following season, the fall of 2023. Coach Hofer, thanks for helping us out today. Appreciate it.
Yep, no problem. Thank you.
All right, more coming up on WRMJ and WRMJ.com.